so much. What a blessing that was.
Hey, you just stay right up there. We're going to have Let's stand as we pray. Father God, we come before you. We thank you, God, for the beautiful day that you've created. What a beautiful way to start our service this morning. And that's correct. We longed for the coming of the Savior, longing for the light that would shine in the darkness. Father, as we come before you, we know that we have not lived the lives that you have sought. We have done things, God, that we should not have. And there are those things, Father, that you would have called us to do that we have neglected. We have sought after idols. We have pursued things and our affections have been misplaced. And our hearts, Father, need to return to you. Have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy, we cry out. And Father, in a spirit of intercession, Father, we think of many around our world, Father, who are suffering, whether it be from war or disease, poverty. Father, those who are perhaps on the outside appear to have it all together, Father, but deep down they're hurting, they're discouraged. Father, there's much pain still in the world. And so, Father, we as your people lift up those needs, Father. Each of us in this room have things on our heart that are heavy, people in our lives that need your touch, that need your love. And Father, we lift them up to you, God. Father, may you pour your Spirit out into your church, in our nation and in our world, that we would make an impact for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, as we continue this morning in song, may we experience the presence of your Spirit. May we encounter you, God, in a new and fresh way. We ask this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the life, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. be sung in these stanzas. Right? Let's go ahead and do all four of this one.
All four verses.
Thank you.
to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Tertullian was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for recommending that.
Oh,
about how God in all his majesty and power and glory, the eternal creator of the universe, entered time and space. It wasn't with a loud drum, but it was softly, like a brush. The birth of a baby in a manger.
Alright. I'm going to give them the words, okay? Let's want to make sure that's all I have.
Thank you. Father, what child is this? Well, this child would be a good teacher. This child would perform miracles of healing. Father, this child would then go to a cross and pay the penalty for our sin. He received what we deserved. So, Father, we know that as we sing What Child Is This, we know it is our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity. And, Father, as we depart from this place, may we not forget, Father, we do go into a dark world, but we have the light of Christ within us. May we be empowered by your Holy Spirit to live with courage, to live with conviction, and honor him in everything we do. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May the love of God, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today. Amen.
Amen.